So for right now, let's open our Bibles to the book of Galatians, and we are going to move on into chapter 6. And I am going to be reading the first five verses out of this book. Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 5. I will have the words up here on the screen. Again, I read out of a New American Standard Bible translation. If you have your place in your Bibles, let me hear you say amen. Amen. Let's stand while God's word is being read here this morning from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verses 1 through 5. These are the words of the Apostle Paul as he writes this letter to the people in the churches at Galatia, as he was inspired by the Holy Spirit to do so. Verse number 1. Brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, so that you too will not be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But each one must examine his own work, and then he will have reason for boasting in regard to himself alone, and not in regard to another. For each one will bear his own load. We'll stop there. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, as we reflect on these scripture verses here today, Father, we're coming down the end where we're going to finish up this book, but there are still many, many truths that we need to learn. What are we to learn here this morning, Lord, from these five verses? Father, bring those to our attention here this morning, that what we learn here today, we become a little more Christ-like because of what your scriptures have taught us. We give you the thanks and praise. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. And you may be seated. Well, today we're going to continue in our expository study of the book of Galatians, and this is message number 43, and I've titled today's message, Reason for Boasting, the exact words that the Apostle Paul uses in chapter 6, verse number 4. In our last time together, we covered at length Galatians chapter 6, verse number 1, and we talked about how to restore a brother or sister in Christ who has been caught in a trespass. We must have the desire to restore our trespassing brother or sister in Christ gently, the Bible says, and without being boastful about our own spirituality. And a note I'd like to make here is, it's not that this person has committed one sin and then has moved on. It's something that's going to be rather habitual in that person's life, in that trespass. And we find the conclusion to that advice that Paul gives us in verse number 1, here in verse number 2, which says this, bear one another's burdens and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. Our brother or sister in Christ is carrying a sinful burden. Now, it's not a trial of any sort. It is a sinful burden because that is the context of the passage. He's talking about sin. And we help bear that burden in our efforts to restore that individual. And as I said last time, we want to restore that individual not because we dislike them or we hate them. It's because we love that person. And we want to implement this restoration process in their life. We want them to get out of their sinful ways. And it's that love thy neighbor thing and love thy neighbor as thyself command that Jesus gives us. And that's how we fulfill the law of Christ. But, implementing this restoration process on that sinning brother or sister in Christ could lead a believer to boast. And Paul addresses boasting again in verses 3 through 5. But before we unpack those three verses, Let's lay a foundation about boasting. What does it mean to boast? Well, let's go to Webster's definition. Webster says this about boasting: to praise oneself extravagantly in speech, to speak of oneself with excessive pride. And did you ever notice that the middle letter of the word pride is the letter I? Just thought I'd throw that in there. All humans, as we know, have inherited the sinful nature. And one sinful trait that is part of that human condition is our ability to boast. To boast about our accomplishments, to boast about us, to boast about the things that we have. Or we could say this, look what I did, or look what I know, or look what I have. It's very easy to do that. And sometimes it's easy to boast without even being aware that we are doing it. Somebody may come up to us and ask us a certain question and about ourselves, and the one thing that we would love to do is tell that other person all about ourselves, and we end up boasting. So what does the Bible say about boasting? I'm going to put four different scripture verses up here that attest to the fact that boasting is sinful and we should not be doing it. Let's start with Proverbs 25:14. It says this: like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of his gifts falsely. Well, that can actually go both ways. A man could boast of his gifts, period, or he could boast of his gifts falsely. But what the Bible is telling us is this: we shouldn't be boasting about what we have. Romans chapter 1, verse 30. Now, I have 28 through 32 here. This is not all the verses. I kind of let some things out. God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper. Slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, etc., etc., etc. They not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them. Being boastful is in Paul's laundry list of things that that make up a depraved mind here in Romans chapter 1. Not a good thing. The next one, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy. And that laundry list of sins goes on and on and on. He includes being boastful in this list. And then the fourth one, from 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. A lot of Bible translations might not include the word boastful, but the NASB does. The boastful pride of life. If we become boastful, we become a lot more like the world than we are like the Word of God. So we can conclude from these four scripture verses that I put up there that man is boastful about his gifts. He's boastful about his evil deeds. He is boastful about himself. He is boastful about what he has, and he is boastful about what he does. And we're going to put another one up there. And believers can, we have the potential of being boastful about our spiritual condition. And that's what Galatians 3, 6, 3 through 5 address. But let's kind of back up here. Let's go back to Galatians 5, 26, where Paul starts this whole exercise on being boastful. And he says this: let us not become boastful, challenging one another and envying one another. Yes, believers can be boastful about their spiritual condition. And Paul begins his lecture here at 5:26. A believer could boast about his or her spiritual condition, especially when it comes to Galatians 6:1, which is restoring a brother or sister in Christ. So what does Paul say about boasting in verses 3 through 5? We're going to look at each one of these verses individually. I'm going to put all three verses up here, but I only have verse number 3 underlined. We'll just talk about that one first. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. The first thing Paul says about boasting. There is no doubt that there are some believers that we all know who appear to follow the word of God better than others. I think we all know that person out there. Sometimes we say, man, I just wish I could be like so-and-so. But regardless of their level of Christianity, whatever that may be, or even if there is levels of Christianity, how do we handle that? Are we humble, which would be a good thing? Are we, on the other hand, self-righteous, which is not good? Or could we be boastful about our spiritual condition in regards to someone else? John 15, verses 4 and 5, this is where Jesus is talking about he's the vine, we're the branches. He says this in these two verses. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do what? Nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus puts every believer in his or her place in these verses right here. We are nothing apart from Jesus Christ. Everything we are spiritually is because of Jesus Christ. Our justification, being saved, is because of Jesus Christ. Our sanctification, starting to grow in Christ, is because of Jesus Christ. And our glorification, our eternal life that we will experience when we move on from this world, is also because of him. Apart from Jesus Christ, we can do nothing. And yet, there are still some believers out there who will say something like this. Look at me. Look at how great a believer, a saint that I am. Well, the Bible's pretty clear. To those people, do not be deceived. It's not about you, and it's not about me, and it's not about what any of us have accomplished spiritually. It's about what the Lord has done in us. Paul makes a reference in 1 Corinthians 15:10. I found this verse rather interesting, and I wanted to put it up here. Paul writes this in 15:10, 1 Corinthians. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me did not prove vain. But I labored even more than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God with me. Paul's referring to his own boasting here in this verse right here. Can you see right there where it looks like he starts getting a little carried away, but I labored more than all of them? Looks like he's trying to put on his look at me, but where does he turn that around? Then he says what? Yet not I, but the grace of God with me. He's going to give glory where glory is due. It is nothing that he did. He's going to boast in the Lord. So that was verse 3 of Galatians 6. Let's look at verse number 4. It says this, but each one must examine his own work, and then he will have reason for boasting in regard to himself alone, and not in regard to another. I said this in our last time together, and I'll repeat it here today. We love to compare ourselves to other people. We do. And especially if it's a brother or sister who has fallen into a trespass, that can make us feel a little superior. They've fallen into a trespass, but I haven't. It gives us a reason to boast. We could say something like this: gee, I would never find myself falling into the same sin that he fell into, or the same sin that she fell into. That would never happen to me. Oh yeah? That is the worst thing that any believer could ever say. Because when you think that you're above your brother's or sister's sin, that's when you just might find yourself falling into the same thing. May I remind all of us of the definition of the word boast: to speak of oneself with excessive pride. If I'm not mistaken, I believe it was pride that got Lucifer kicked out of heaven. Yeah, that pride thing. And what Paul is saying here in verse number 4 is that we cannot do that. We cannot boast. We cannot compare ourselves to other people. We must examine our own lives and our own sinfulness, because we all have our own sinfulness. Any boasting must be in ourselves and not of our superiority over others. And even any boasting that we might have in ourselves is not of ourselves. It is what the Lord has done in us. Quoting Jesus again: apart from me, you can do nothing. Nothing. Anything that we have, anything that we can do, it's all because of Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 30 and 31. But by his doing you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness — that's our justification — and sanctification — that's our sanctification — and redemption — that's our glorification. So that, just as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. Folks, it's pretty simple, and I think it's obvious to all of us. What we are spiritually has nothing to do with our ability to be so or to do so, because we can't do it on our own effort. What God has done in us is our only reason that we can boast. And that's it. And we must remember that when we implement a restoration process on our sinning brother or sister, we must make sure that we don't boast about ourselves to them, lest we be deceived. Let's move on to the last one, verse number 5. I included verse number 2 in this because I want to bring something to all of our attention here this morning. Verse number 5 actually says this: for each one will bear his own load. But I added verse 2 because verse 2 starts off by saying this: bear one another's burdens. Now, wait a second. We might look at that and say, hey, isn't that a contradiction? It says bear one another's burdens up there, and here in verse 5 it says for each one will bear his own load. Well, it appears to be contradictory, but it really isn't. It has a very simple explanation. Verse 2, when we talked about that earlier, means we bear the believer's burdens in our effort of trying to restore them gently. And we love that person, and by restoring them, we fulfill the law of Christ. So we bear their burden. We want to help them in their sinful process. But verse 5 down here, on the other hand, when it says that we will all bear our own loads, means we are responsible, yes, we are, for our own actions, our own sinfulness. Don't think that even though we don't fall into the same sin as our fellow believer, whatever sin that he or she may have fallen into, does not mean that we're not responsible for our own sins that we do fall into. So Paul is saying this: we're going to bear our own load. We're going to be responsible for the things that we say, the things that we think, and the things that we do that are contrary to the word of God. Paul does not want us to even hint at boasting about any perceived spiritual superiority we may have over another believer. And he doesn't want us to do it for two reasons. Reason number 1, because we are not superior to any other believers, because Romans 3 says this, that we have all fallen short of what? The glory of God. We've all fallen short. Folks, Welcome to the club. We have all fallen short of the glory of God. So that doesn't make me any better than you, you any better than me, or us any better than the person sitting next to you. Reason number two, and we boast, and if we do boast, we boast only in one thing, in what the Lord has done in us. We are all on equal ground. We haven't arrived yet. Yes, we may stumble, but we help each other back up. We are still on this journey, growing and becoming more Christ-like. And that'll continue until the day the Lord decides to take us away. Our reason for boasting, it's not about how spiritually great I might be or how spiritually great you might be. It's about what the Lord has done in me, but what the Lord has done in you. So let's never forget where our boasting must be. If we're going to boast, we're going to boast in the Lord. Let's have a word of prayer.